ओम शांति,
ओम शांति।
आज दीपावली के शुभ पावन पर्व पर,
योर स्पेशल डे ऑफ दीपावली,
जैसे ही
carrying everyone's loving remembrances, as I reach the subtle region, I saw that the subtle region was very beautifully decorated today. And different kinds of sparkling stars were all around. On one side there was the globe that were decorated with stars, and the light from those stars was spreading all around the globe. It was looking very beautiful, and the globe was rotating very slowly. In another direction, I saw a garland of the victorious jewels, a rosary of the victorious jewels. They too appeared to be stars, but that light was different. They were sparkling in such a way that was spreading different colored rays of light and giving different kinds of experiences. In a third direction, I saw another garland that also had stars on it. I saw the stars in like a half moon circle, designed in a half moon circle. After a few seconds, Baba appeared in the center and he was looking at all these different stars and smiling. I said, Baba, today the scene is very, very beautiful. So Baba then replied, do you know that today Baba has immersed all his living stars in the subtle region today? Baba, the Deep Raj, that is the King of Lights, has emerged all the Queen of Lights, his Queen of Lights, to give them experiences. So on one side, the victorious, those who are part of the rosary of victorious jewels appeared. The light from them was spreading in all four directions. So look at what the devotee souls are doing on this day of the festival of Diwali. What are Baba's children doing and what is Baba doing? The devotees are praying out to their beloved deities. They're calling out to the deities. They're asking for something or the other. They have different kinds of desires. Baba's children don't have any desires because the father is filling the children in all ways. Today Baba is looking at the complete form of his direct children. So in the subtle region today, each one's complete and perfect form was visible. Yes, the children are making their spiritual efforts, but the father is constantly looking, visualizing each child's complete and perfect form. I saw the stars sparkling in all directions. The subtle region is anyway always filled with light, but within the light today, what was visible were scenes of the coronation day of the new world, the golden age. Baba said, at the confluence day, the children are making themselves perfect, and it's in, at the confluence age that the father enables the children to have an experience of their future form. So how will that coronation day be in the golden age? We could visualize that through the light today in the Sat region. When you go in the future, you will not have any memory or awareness of what this day is, but Baba today is giving the children experience of that form, of that experience. So what we could see of the golden age, of the coronation day, was that there was so much happiness all around. The light that was emerging from Baba's forehead was in fact decorating all the children. There were two forms of decoration. One was the decoration at the confluence age, in which everyone was in their angelic form, their angelic dress. There were colorful stars on the costume of the angels. And in the future form, what could be seen was the world emperor and the world empress. Baba continued saying that at the confluence age, Baba blesses the children and decorates the children with his blessings. He creates such a form of the children that everyone has the experience of light through Baba's children. I then said, Baba, not everyone is going to become a king or queen in the future, isn't it? So Baba said, at the confluence age, every child of Baba is a kingly child. Baba sees each child as a kingly child at the confluence age. And in the future, there will be the emperor and empress, and the rest will also be kings and queens. I then shared with Baba that these are the celebrations that are taking place for Diwali. Baba said, when the children dance in joy, the father is with them at that time. Baba has seen every program that the children have been engaged in, and Baba was showering a lot of love on the children. Baba sees how the children decorate the home, but here the father himself is decorating the children. The father comes in front of each child and enables them to have experience of their complete perfect form. So always stabilize yourself in that stage. So this is what Baba does for the children. At this time of Diwali, what are the children going to do? This was Baba's question. Each child is engaged in their spiritual endeavor, each one ahead of the other, but the children have to bring newness in their spiritual efforts. The scenes, the memories of the future world have to be brought into your awareness, and then you have to become the same. There was a sparkling fuljadi that you burn at the firecracker that you burn at Diwali. So Baba said he is giving the children a gift today. So as Baba raised this sparkling wand, it was as though each child received one of those sparkling wands, the sparkling firecrackers, and on it was written, in God's love you are able to experience all special experiences. And secondly was written, you are the children who are lost in the love of the Father. You are the one who give the experience of God's love through your life. Like there was a fountain of light that was spreading light on all directions, and in that the rays of light that were spreading out, people could visualize God's form of light. And they were saying, this is the one, this is the one. They were also experiencing rays of God's love, vibrations of God's love, and they were able to visualize Shiv Baba's form. Baba then said, On this day, children have to carry out such a task by staying lost in God's love yourself, by having all spiritual experiences yourself. You have to enable souls to experience God's love, because they are searching for God's love, they are desperate to experience God's love. And so now, according to the time, enable them to have such an experience that God is our only true companion. He is the one who gives us all experiences. So that sparkling wand that was in each one's hand, for some the light was spreading out very powerfully, some were a little less and some not at all. Baba then explained, sometimes the children are so lost in God's love that through their faces they are able to give experiences to other souls. But sometimes when their efforts are a bit slack, then they continually do say, Baba, I want to give experiences to others, I want to help others, but they tell Baba to do that. So the Father is always with you, but you have to reveal the Father to the world. The Father is revealing the children to the world, but you also now have to reveal and glorify the Father to the world. As Baba said this, it was as though all the stars in the subtle region started sparkling and it spread out light all around. So it was a very, very beautiful scene. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then said, today the Father is going to feed the children and sweeten the children's mouth today. Children, always pay attention that it's through sweetness that you can have sweet experiences yourself. With your sweet nature, you can enable others to also have sweet experiences. Baba then gave toli to each child, and it appeared to be a golden colored toli. You're going soon to the golden aged world, and so even in the conference age, continue to eat the sweet of happiness, dil khush toli, the happy heart toli, and continue to visualize the golden scenes of the golden aged world. The children are celebrating Deepavali, so while you're doing that, stabilize yourself in that complete form, that perfect form of the self. And by giving these experiences to others, you will bring them closer to the Father. Baba then spread out his arms and took all the children in his embrace. All over there was light sparkling. The entire subtle region was beautifully illuminated today. So this is the sign of the children's perfect stage, that there will be happiness all around. Through your complete stage, you will be able to bring about the task of world transformation. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.